are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I did not take my allergy medicine, and my nose is really, really bad. I've been sneezing, so we're going to have a very, very snotty, drippy, wet show today, but that's just the way it is. I'm not going to call in, not going to call in sick. It's very difficult to call in sick when you already announced on air that you have allergies. So, no, can't call in sick. But I don't want to call in sick. Lots of stuff to talk about. Apparently, people who smoke are more at risk for Asperger's. And I always get asked, Dahlia, what's the difference between Asperger's and autism? And who do we know that has Asperger's? Well, apparently, and again, I can't confirm any of this because many of these people aren't alive, but I'll give you some names of some historical people that are believed to have been afflicted with Asperger's, and then you guys will be like, ah, I get it, okay? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, okay, I'm going to try to keep it sex-free this hour, all right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to do that because there's a gentleman who I guess got a pretty nasty speeding ticket, but he tried to get out of it saying it's because he wanted to have sex with his wife. Or, no, has sex with his girlfriend. Cop didn't buy it, and I think he really missed out. We also had our dentist, who was so mad at her ex-boyfriend for dumping her that she decides to pull out all of his teeth when he comes in for emergency surgery. Also, many women really don't know statistical effectiveness of birth control, so I kind of got some numbers for you, so you guys know to maybe double glove, you know? Okay, just in case. And I guess we have a Mexican woman who is pregnant with 9 babies. Ooh, neat. Oh, 9, hay mucho, ¿sí? Yeah, we're going to talk about her. That's interesting. And a couple interesting cases of multiple litters. So pretty interesting stuff, okay? But the most interesting is not only me blowing my nose in between sentences, is your medical question. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is going to be a long, long, long show for Donovan. Thank God we got Donovan to work the dials, but he's going to have to hear this. Yeah, I don't have any Kleenex in the room. You know, the soundproofing around here is very spongiform. I may be able to just blow my nose in the soundproofing with nobody knowing. Just don't tell anybody. Okay, here we go. Chicago man was caught driving 111 miles per hour through a 45 mile per hour zone en route to an early morning hookup. Let's say Zachary Ramirez gets pulled over because a police patrol car saw erratic driving. Pulls over his 1994 Honda Prelude. All right, and the gentleman tries to get out of his ticket saying, look, all right, I was going to have sex with the girl I liked. Police, you'd think, would be cool and say, ah, no big thing, go. Did it, okay? And they, my excuse was I have to go deliver a baby. And I had gotten pulled over for delivering a baby and, you know, racing to the hospital to deliver a baby, and it worked. So then I did it, and then I felt guilty. I'm like, oh, man, you know, what if he follows me and he sees I'm really not going anywhere to deliver a baby? So I kept driving to the hospital to pretend like I had to go to deliver a baby just in case he was following me. And then I never use that excuse. But I should, because I always try to use the, oh, I have to go to the bathroom excuse, and it never works. All they do is they answer, oh, okay, well, then I'll just write your ticket quickly. And you're like, darn. No, I don't drop the Dr. Dahlia card. I don't think the police, you know. I think some police officers listen to my show. I hope so. But many, you know, they're out there working, and so they're probably like, huh, who? So, but I'll try that. I can say I'm Dr. Dahlia, and then they're like, ooh, double ticket then. All right, so let's see. Police also found 0.2 grams of marijuana as well. Released on $200 bond, and I believe he was able to reschedule his hookup. So, yeah, guys, yeah, you got to use a better excuse than that. But don't be driving 111 miles an hour. It's not worth killing somebody. I got to tell you, I don't know if it's because I drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, because that's where I live. But nobody that's a pedestrian follows any laws. I mean, I thought New York was bad, but New York isn't that bad at all. When you're in New York and people start to walk in front of your car, it's still at least in a crosswalk. Nobody really jaywalks in New York, from what I understand. Every time I've driven in New York. Now, the crosswalks are a real pain in the butt because people, you start walking before it turns red. Okay, for any of you that are tourists, you're going to look like a tourist if you wait for the little man, you know, from the red hand to switch. When you're in New York, you do what everybody else does, and you start walking. And then, you know, you just you keep walking. Now, you are supposed to stop at certain times so you don't get hit, but many people don't, and cars just have to sit there and wait. It's horrible to drive around New York City. But they just, you know, in Vegas, they are always, I see children on bicycles crossing six-lane roads. And I am afraid to drive fast. The only place I'll drive fast would be on a freeway. But on a regular street in Las Vegas, I'm scared to death because there are always kids on bikes and skateboards and, I don't know, hoverboards, whatever they have. And it's really frightening because these kids just don't look at it. That's my biggest fear, to hit a kid. You know, another thing that I think is a real weak point for a lot of us is we're looking to, let's say, turn right, okay? And while you're waiting to turn right, while you're sitting there at a stop, not with the stoplight, just, you know, coming out of a parking lot or whatnot, you're sitting there looking to your left, and you're waiting for the cars, and you're waiting for the cars. Finally, there's a break, and you're able to move. I can't tell you how many times I have to slam on my brakes because now there's a pedestrian coming from my right. You have to make sure to take a peek to your right as you're coming out of a driveway. Because remember, the pedestrian only sees the car. A lot of times they don't see you. So here they are walking. By the way, if you're a pedestrian and you see a car that's kind of geared to come out of a parking lot, assume they don't see you. Now, one thing I do whenever I pedestrianize is as I walk down the sidewalk, I smack the hood of the car. This way they know I'm a rocket. They don't like it, but at least they don't run me over. All right? Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, and follow us on our Facebook fan page. That's where you get up-to-date medical stories, nice pictures, and any updates that I can give you. So, a study came out today saying women who smoke during pregnancy may be more likely to have a child with Asperger's syndrome. Now, that kind of doesn't make too much sense because, you know, we thought it was more of a genetic, inheritable trait. But now that we're seeing 1 in 88 children, and I think the number is rising, that are along the autism spectrum disorder with the highest functioning autistic spectrum children, Asperger's, you wonder, well, maybe it also has to do with some environmental changes. So anyway, I guess Professor Kalkbrenner and her colleagues looked at a population-based study comparing smoking data from birth certificates of hundreds of thousands of children from 11 states. So basically, they kind of looked, you know, kind of retrospectively or looked at okay. And they found that 13% of mothers whose children were identified as having an autism spectrum disorder at the age of 8 had smoked during pregnancy. All right, now, mind you, my family member who has 4 children along the autism spectrum, 2 with severe, 2 with Asperger's, didn't smoke. Again, that's why, again, I lean more towards genetic as opposed to anything, but It could happen. I mean, I don't think smoking helps the pregnancy. They say these children were more likely to have high-functioning autism, such as Asperger's disorder, which, of course, has a less severe impact. They say every time a pregnant woman smokes, she restricts the oxygen delivered through the placenta that is essential for a baby's health, growth, and development. Also, you wonder if the kids get addicted to nicotine as well. Habit increases risk of miscarriage, stillbirth, premature birth. Now, also, smoking babies can also, you can have a burnt placenta. You know, not the safest thing. But people are like, all right, Dahlia, I really don't get this Asperger's. Who has Asperger's? How do I get an idea of what this is? Now, you know, seeing this in my family, seeing this in kids in my children's school, seeing this as a family doctor, it's very easy. It's very difficult to put into words. All right. Many children with Asperger's or autism, it's interesting. They actually have a look. Some of them do have a look to it. There's a certain large forehead. Sometimes the eyes seem a little bigger and are a little outset. Again, leaning more towards genetic. But not all people with Asperger's have a look. However, there is a distinctive look of some of these children. And many of them are boys. Many of them are brunettes. Many of them have short hair. Many of them are a little more, have a little bit higher body mass index, a higher weight. They're smart, very smart, but they're clumsy. And they don't seem to have a lot of friends. They don't seem to get along with a lot of social relationships. Now, some of you have probably seen kids like that in schools or grown up with them, but some of you are like, no, I still don't get it. Well, here's supposedly a list, and I've seen many lists of these people. It just, it's not confirmed. And something like Asperger's, you really can't confirm. There's no blood test. It's a really difficult diagnosis to give somebody. It was actually recognized back in the 40s by Hans Asperger, right? I don't know if he made a lot of money, but now he's, you know, I know I need to come up with the Dr. Dahlia disease. I know. I don't want to, because I don't want anybody affected with a disease. You know, I would like a Dr. Dahlia cure. That would be cool, right? Yeah? Sexual position, maybe. No. No, I don't know. My name doesn't have to be on anything. Nah, it doesn't. But anyway, Hans Asperger in 1944 is the one that recognized patterns of behaviors and characteristics that were kind of often noticed by parents, usually the fathers. And so they thought it was due to genetic or neurological rather than psychological or environmental. And what happens? The number one chief complaint a parent will say, and they'll come in to me even. They'll go, Doc, something's different about him. He's different. Kids think he's different. Why is he different? And, okay, imagine people in the past who were told they were different. All right, let's look at, who was the one from Taxi? Andy Kaufman. When I saw Andy Kaufman, and his, not when I was, because he died, you know, when I was still kind of young. I think he died in the 80s. But when you go back and you see some of his biopics, immediately you see, all right, Asperger's. The guy was brilliant. You also wonder if there was a little bipolar, you know, because usually many of these people that are so talented are bipolar. But he's somebody that might have been Asperger's. Also, they say, looks like Hans Asperger. He diagnosed himself. See? What did you think of how? I know. I thought Hans might have had some, you know, maybe. They say Bill Gates has Asperger's. They say Crispin Glover. Remember McFly? McFly, where are you, McFly? All right. He's kind of interesting. Let me see. Oh, there's so many. Einstein. Remember, people were like, Einstein's a little out of it, but he was such a genius. Nobody cared. Isaac Newton. Newton's Law. Henry Ford. Ludwig von Beethoven. Mark Twain. They think Michelangelo. I don't know how they could look back, but they think Michelangelo. They think Thomas Edison. Thomas Jefferson. Van Gogh. Van Gogh, though, I thought he had some bipolar. He also had low-lying ears. That was kind of interesting. Maybe a little bit of Marfan syndrome. I'm not too sure. Mozart. Everybody said Mozart was weird, but also extremely gifted. They said possibly bipolar. Interesting. Now, again, I can't confirm these. You know, these are from multiple sources that look into who possibly could have had Asperger's. Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets. You see, sometimes you need that little off to make you stand out. I mean, he really probably dug puppets. And maybe growing up, kids are like, dude, you're weird. Really, Muppet, Grover, Cookie Monster, Googly Eyes, really, Googly Eyes, Jim, we're not going to pick you for a soccer team. A guy was brilliant. They think John Denver might have had Asperger's. Andy Warhol, Charles Schultz, Peanuts, and Charlie Brown, right? I mean, you know, and so you're like, wow, really? Some people think Al Gore. Al Gore had Asperger's. Now, I don't know. I mean, was he clumsy? I saw him dancing. I remember when they won the presidential election and he won vice president. He was dancing to Don't Stop, Think About Tomorrow. And I remember seeing him dance. You know, and I remember going, oh, he can't dance. You know, American Idol, I thought Taylor Hicks might have had Asperger's. Taylor Hicks, it was interesting because I'm looking at him and I go, I bet he has Asperger's. Guy extremely talented, kind of clumsy, but he would do weird things. And Simon Cowell, you know, during the competition, a couple times he's like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And I'm screaming to the TV, leave him alone. He probably has Asperger's. They think Daryl Hannah had Asperger's. Woody Allen. That I could believe. That makes sense. And it's not a bad thing. All right? Asperger's lately, you know, is getting a stigma. Because some of these children, let's say on the autism spectrum, you have full-blown autism, you have Asperger's, and then you have ones that may be autistic, maybe Asperger's, but they're really having a lot of difficulty connecting with other kids and even adults, you know, and really socially getting in there with other people and getting integrated with other people. And so, unfortunately, there's this negative stigma. But when you look at some of these people, they were brilliant. Alexander Graham Bell, Abraham Lincoln, they think had it. Now, so, you know, was he clumsy? Well, they also think he had Marfan syndrome. Arms were very long. He had a very lanky body. I heard Abraham Lincoln's opera glasses are up on auction, the ones he was using the night he was assassinated. Oh, boy, when I looked at those, oh, kind of chills up your spine. So anyway, you know, Dan Aykroyd, they think Dan Aykroyd, or I think Dan Aykroyd himself says he has Asperger's. So this is kind of going to be the diagnosis of the next decade. And I think many people are going to come forward going, I think I have it. And it's going to be people that are in the public eye, people that are brilliant, people with a lot of talent, but grew up at the bottom of the popularity pool. And it's going to be kind of very interesting to see. Unfortunately, many of these people were bullied. I remember Daryl Hannah. In an interview back in the 80s after Splash, she said, I was always made fun of at school. I was ugly, I was overweight, and I was made fun of. Now, I can't imagine Daryl Hannah being overweight or anything like that, but, and you know, you wonder, well, maybe it's because she had Asperger's. And women, very rare to fall under this autism spectrum. Very rare, but they can. And maybe it's rare because many girls are more Asperger's than autistic, and they're able to hide and blend more. So they are diagnosed. Who knows? All right, guys, don't go away. We got more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia SophiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm excited. We have our gala for autistic children tomorrow night. Oh, I'm so excited. I got so much to do to prepare. I don't even know what to do. Got so much to do, but very, very excited. We're going to have a great event. I want to thank everybody who donated and everybody who has sponsored, and we're going to have an amazing event. For those of you not able to go this year, don't worry. We're going to have more events coming up, and we'll make sure you go. All right. Let's go to some of your emails. Doctor, I'm a police officer, and I'm listening to you now, and some weird things have been happening to me. I'm wondering if it's due to all the years of exposure to meth labs. What do you think? And, yes, anyone racing 111 miles per hour to get to a girl will be pulled over and probably cited for reckless driving. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were talking at the beginning of the hour of that guy that was racing 111 miles an hour to get to a woman to have sex and gets pulled over. Yeah, you're right. Reckless driving, reckless endangerment. Yeah, I know. Thank you. Oh, I love police officers. So police officers, do listen to my show. You see, Police officers do listen to my show. Absolutely. Oh, yes. Meth lab intoxication. I think people really underestimate what our police officers, our firefighters, our first responders are exposed to. Because when they go to these meth labs, there's a number one, you know, many people, they're making meth out of a variety of different substances. So you're exposed to chemicals and plastics and who knows what that they use. And it is true. It is true. People that do suffer, I guess meth lab exposure, you could have headaches, you could have reflux, esophageal problems, depression, insomnia, joint pain, a variety of things. Now, I know Utah has a Utah Meth Cops Project, I guess. What it does is it helps officers for free, from what I understand, who have been exposed. I think they have some detoxification, Hubbard sauna. I need to look more into it, but I know the Utah Attorney General, I remember them talking about this. It's called the Utah Meth Cops Project. I would definitely discuss with your team or your, on-site. Oh, who do you have for that? I'm trying to think who there's a department that you would go to if you think you've been exposed to that. And then, I know, usually most police staff have their team of doctors. If not, you know, talk to your private doctor, but absolutely, you know, you can pick this up. I mean, there's only so much here's a good example. In the news today, I guess somebody's homemade portable lab exploded in his pants as he was scuffling with a state trooper. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol officer pulled this gentleman over. His name is David Williams, 54 years old. When he was traveling for speeding. And I guess while issuing a fine, he smelled a suspicious chemical odor. Started to question him. As the guy made a run for it, the officer said the meth was leaking down the culprit's legs, Williams's leg, as he tried to escape. The officer started the chase, caught him as they struggled. The quote-unquote active meth lab stashed in his pants burst, covering him all over with the substance. So now this police officer inhaled it and, you know, got the chemicals on him. Now, nobody was injured, but I guess people make meth labs out of a plastic bottle. We kind of talked about this. You know, you could mix cold medicine pills with household chemicals, and that's why many things over the counter are not over the counter anymore, because people are using them to make meth. And so, that's a big issue. One day, you know what, let's do that. Let me make myself a note, or I'm sure Donovan will remind me, to do a show where we talk about exposures in your jobs. And 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, that would be a great topic. What type of job do you have, and what type of exposure do you deal with? Remember teachers and the chalkboards. I always had to clean chalkboard erasers. I always had to write, I will not call the teacher a boob in class. I always had to write, like, you know, things 100 times on the chalkboard, and you breathe in the chalk. But I gotta tell you, didn't a piece of chalk, especially a new piece of chalk, feel good? I didn't like the piece of chalk that was very cylindrical and brand new. You had to wear it down a little bit so you could write, but that newly worn down long piece of chalk felt so good to your fingers, didn't it? It's kind of smooth and soft, but then it would break, you know, and then, you know, you take a little baby piece, you try to write with the little piece, and the teacher would get mad. You know, we used to do that. We used to come into class and steal the regular pieces of chalk and only leave the little bitty stubs for the teacher. So the teacher would come and have to write with the stub. She'd get mad. She'd slam the chalk down because there'd be no box of chalk because it would always steal her chalk. We're like, that's funny. Then they came out with the dry erase after I left school. But we had chalkboards, and, you know, especially in calculus, that we all breathe that in. I mean, especially when the teacher would say, Dolly, you're sitting up in the front of the class. I'm like, I don't want to sit in the front of the class. I want to be in the back of the class making jokes. Sit up here. I once had to sit at the teacher's desk. They were like, you know what? You are just screwing around with all the kids wherever you sit. All right? And it's not that I was friends with all of them. It just, you know, they were all an audience and I could, you know, joke around. Anything was funny to me. So they made me sit at the teacher's desk. But what was great about that is now you're facing the class. So now I have an audience, all eyes on me. It was wonderful. I had a great time. Absolute great time. But yeah, we should do that. We should come up with a day where we talk about what exposure, what are your industrial risks, okay, depending on what job you have, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a radio host. Like a radio host, one risk I have is I'm always hitting myself with the microphone, and you get a fat lip after a while. So that, sometimes I hit myself on some of the equipment around here, so that could be a risk. A doctor, of course, occupational hazards, you know, could be, you know, being exposed to HIV and hepatitis and you know, most exciting to have a cop. I love listening to my police officers. And I'm sorry, I know we're not supposed to call you cops, I know. You know, fuzz, inappropriate words, call you police officers. You guys deserve that. You earn it. You know, and I haven't got a ticket in about a year. Okay, after I get a ticket, you guys get a couple choice words. But honestly, I really love you guys. God bless you guys. God bless our first responders. God bless our troops. Okay, so what's going on here? Okay, they say a woman in Mexico is pregnant with 9 babies, and she already had triplets. These were conceived using fertility treatment, of course. All right. Televisa reported last night that Carla Vanessa Perez is expecting 6 girls and 3 boys. She already had triplets. And I guess she comes from the northeastern state of Coahuila, which borders the U.S. state of Texas. She's currently being treated at a hospital in the state capital, Saltillo. I know. If she comes over the border, they're U.S. citizens, and we got to take care of them. Perez, an age not given, but wow, 9 babies. You know, though, honestly, I feel for this woman. I could barely hold 1. 9 babies. Okay? She's trying to think of the names for the babies. She, of course, hopes everything will... Non-uplets. So they say... Let me see. So we know Octomom, right? Nadia Sulman had 8 babies. Okay, and she's all happy. What else? Looks like June 13th, 1971 in Sydney, Australia. Geraldine Brodick had, I believe, 9 babies. None of the 5 boys and 4 girls lived. That's horrible. But again, that was back in the 70s. 2 were stillborn. Okay, let's try to see if there anything more positive. Non-uplets were born in 1999 to a woman in Malaysia. She had 5 boys and 4 girls. None of them survived more than 6 hours. Oh, no. Now, Octomom, her babies have all lived. All right, so, you know, let's hope these babies live, 9 of them. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Right now, the average family spends 1/4 of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for contacting your news talk stations. We have been getting some calls. Very, very interested people saying, all right, you know, looks like we got some listeners in town that listen to your show. Keep it coming, guys. Call your news talk stations. All right, tell them, yes, you love Rush Limbaugh. Yes, you love hearing, I don't know, Glenn Beck, but you need a little Dr. Dolly and you need a little Double D. Tell them, and Genesis Communications Network will hopefully bring the show to them. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to XM Radio, and a big thanks to Donovan, his work of the dials. But the biggest thanks to you all for listening to the show. All right, so speaking of babies and multiple babies, did you guys hear about this? There's a high school in Connecticut that may actually make it land in the Guinness Book of World Records because they have 16 sets of twins who are all in the same high school class. Did you guys hear about this? 32 students from Staples High School in Westport are hoping to set a world record, they say, for being the largest, having the largest group of twins in one class. Now, the twins have had to submit their birth certificates, get school officials to confirm that they are all in the same class. Apparently, it's taken about 6 months for the school to research it. I guess what happened is some of the kids were like, you know, gosh, there's a lot of twins. And not all of these are identical twins. Some of them are fraternal twins. Some of them, you don't know. You know, there's brother and sister in class, and people don't realize that, oh, okay, well, then maybe, you know, they're twins. But after, you know, teachers looked and students talked to each other, and you know, they're like, okay, wait a second. We kind of have a lot of twins. Now, I guess in the kindergarten class, it started out with four twins, you know, just four sets. Now it's up to 16 sets of twins. So pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. So we'll see. And I guess they're supposed to graduate in the class of 14. I remember, you know, I was in high school and I was the class of 89. So you'd be like, 89. I always wondered, what did you say when you were like the class of 2000? Was it 00? And then 01, do you go 01, 01? I never understood that because it really flowed saying 88, 88, 89, 89. But, you know, what are you going to do? Okay. Now, while we're still talking about, birth control and getting pregnant, et cetera, this is kind of interesting. A lot of women don't really realize that their birth control is not 100% effective. All right. They really overestimate the effectiveness of the pill. And many people don't even know that there's other forms of birth control like IUD. Now, the IUD fell out of favor, I believe in the 60s and 70s because there were some health issues. But they made a comeback and a big comeback. Right. You got the Mirena that I guess has some progesterone in it and could prevent pregnancy for 5 years. You got the copper IUD, usually sold as Paragard, effective for about 10 years. And unplanned pregnancy rate is about 0.2% to 0.8%. Now, get this. With birth control pills, the pregnancy rate, right, using it, typically use birth control, that means taking it correctly, 9% per year. That's kind of high. Condoms. Just using condoms, 18 to 20% failure rate. So we're talking failure rate. And so many people think, well, I'm on the pill, so I'm good. No. No, 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 no. You're not. Use some backup protection. All right? If you're not married and you really don't want to start a family, use backup protection even on your pill. Now, I know I get patients going, Dr. Dahlia, the whole purpose, am I taking the pill so I don't have to use the condom anymore? And I go, that's right, but nothing's 100%. You know, everybody thinks, you know, everything is 100%. The pill will solve it all. Well, no. Now, these IUDs, even IUDs, I've had patients get pregnant on IUDs. And, of course, I got to take out the IUD because the pregnancy can't grow. But when you take out the IUD, a lot of times the pregnancy won't go anyway. So it's, you know, I have seen failure rates with everything. I have. So, but again, that could bring us to the other, you know, subject and you know, century-old advice that you've been given, you know, don't have sex if you don't want to get pregnant, right? Okay, that's why premarital sex has kind of been frowned upon over the last few centuries, just to say the least, because an unwanted pregnancy sometimes isn't wanted, right? So let's just leave it at that. Okay, let's look at this dentist who was mad. All right, there was a dentist, Anna McAwoyak, 34 years old, is facing jail time when she took revenge on her 45-year-old ex-boyfriend, Marek. He had dumped her, but then he came in to her dental office saying, look, I got a problem, this is a horrible toothache, I need help. She's like, of course, sit right here, let me give you some anesthesia and go to sleep. So he goes to sleep. When he wakes up, she pulled out all her teeth. She had wrapped him up, right, and his whole head and jaw was in a bandage to stop him from opening his mouth. And she said there were complications. You need to see a specialist and leaves. And he said he knew something was wrong because he couldn't feel his teeth. His mouth was numb. She said, she told him, my mouth was numb and I wouldn't be able to feel anything for a while, and that the bandage was there to protect the gums and that I would need to see a specialist. I didn't have any reason to doubt her. Finally, he got home, looked in the mirror, couldn't believe it. His current girlfriend, who he, I guess, left her for, said, I'm not going to be with somebody who doesn't have any teeth. So anyway, she now is being investigated for medical malpractice and abusing the trust of a patient, could face 3 years in jail. She said she works in Poland, okay? She said, I tried to be a professional and detach myself from my emotions. When I saw him lying there, I thought, what a, and I can't finish the sentence. So, word to the wise, gentlemen, all right? If you dump somebody, don't think they're the best choice for your, I guess, care. You're probably not going to get any freebies. I realize that. And if you do get a freebie, it's going to cost you. Okay? What is it? A woman, the scorn of a woman is, I don't even know the sentence. A half woman scorned. I don't know. Yes, I've been scorned. I just don't know what the. Oh, something hath no fury like a, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Is that it? Yeah, okay. Hell hath no fury. You're right about that. All right. Well, a woman scorned is what caused, this big hullabaloo with Secret Service. Secret Service people have been probably hanging out with prostitutes and, going on their little, junkets, for years. I doubt this is anything new, but when there was a scuffle over payment, she went public. So now Secret Service has initiated some new rules. There are now new rules for Secret Service agents. Do you guys want to hear them? One is you cannot drink within 10 hours of being on duty. No alcohol within 10 hours of being on duty. You are not allowed to allow foreigners into your hotel room with the exception of hotel staff and official counterparts. All right. You could have moderate alcohol consumption on your off hours, but it has to be moderate. Okay. Cartagena, and I think in other countries, they have found that Secret Service fairly frequently like to visit the ladies. I'm assuming they're lady prostitutes. And, of course, the Secret Service is saying President Obama was going to be in no danger. We replaced the Secret Service agents before President Obama could come to Cartagena. And everything's okay and fine. But I don't know. We always look at these Secret Service agents as a little unhuman. Because, remember, they are dedicating their lives to protecting the president or whoever they're protecting. Okay, they're supposed to take a bullet for the president. Now, somebody who is going to take a bullet for the president, we almost don't want them to think human. Because a human may duck. Right? All of us say, we'll take a bullet for you. Oh, my love, I'll take a bullet for you. But you may instinctively, accidentally decide to duck. All right? Secret Service, we thought, were superhuman. Because these guys are not supposed to budge. Take a look at the President Kennedy assassination. These people, nobody blinked, nobody budged. I doubt they slept with prostitutes. All right, so yes, I do think the president could be at risk if these people are fooling around. All right, can't be human. Don't go away, we got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.